The Guardian.
Losing My Faith, written and read by Simon Le Bon. I love Christmas. I always have, ever since I was a child. Back then, Christmas was all about the baby Jesus. My parents encouraged belief in him. But even if they hadn't, church and school, which were both C of E, would have greatly influenced my beliefs. School was very Christian. At Christmas, we had nativity plays, but I never got the leading role in them. I think I was a sheep. I always thought I was destined for great things there, but I never achieved them. Though I was Christian and believed in Jesus, I remember that at school there were these fascinating children who were excused assembly. They didn't have to attend, and for a long time I thought this was because they were atheists. It was only later that I realized this was because they were Jewish, or Muslim, or Hindu. I was fascinated by the fact that they were allowed to stay out. I would have loved to. While everybody was in assembly, you could have wandered around the whole school by yourself, without anybody watching. That was my fantasy, to get up to mischief in the back of the art room. I had a lot of faith at one time. I was tempted to go to church as a child because they told me you earned a shilling every week for singing in the choir. I thought, wages, and became a choir boy. When you're in a church choir, you actually go to church about 5 times over Christmas. You go twice on Christmas Eve and sing 3 times on Christmas Day if you're doing matins, the communion service and evensong. So that's potentially 5 professional engagements for a shilling a week over Christmas. The music and the choir were very important to me. They gave me this feeling of godliness, which I really liked, and I prayed. But I don't miss that feeling. When it went, it went. It was like somebody pulled the plug out of the bath and the water went down. It didn't feel good while it was going down, but by the time it had gone, you'd got used to your body weight, got out of the bath, and got on with something else. That's kind of how it was. Losing my faith was very gradual. I was confirmed, and I absolutely 100% believed in the Christian God. And then after a while, it started to change. I started losing my faith when I started trying to figure out what God was. He can't really look like us. God created man in his own image. When it came to working out what I really believed in, I realized that if there is a God, he doesn't have a personality. He certainly doesn't have a set of morals, certainly not human morals, which we impose. And then I started thinking, well, what if it's just people trying to personify life? To personify the fact that there is matter and there is a universe. If there is a God, that's it. God doesn't have a brain. God doesn't think. God is just existence. And when you get to that point, you realize, if that's what God is, then there's no such thing. For me, the hardest thing about losing my faith was facing the possibility that this life is all there is. One of the foundation stones of all religion is people's fear of death and non-existence. People will do anything and believe anything if they can think, you don't really die, there's somebody up there who says you carry on and you go to heaven. The Buddhists believe in reincarnation, but I tend to think it's rather unlikely that we're going to come back. However, I think there's a strength in agnosticism, because you accept that there are things you cannot know. I cannot know if I've ever existed before this life, and I cannot know if I'm going to exist again. The idea of faith is almost as though, if I believe it enough, it'll be true. It's a romantic ideal that just doesn't wash with me. I'm too logical. It's a hard truth, because our instinct is to survive and to continue existing. But I've come to accept that this is it. I'm not scared of not existing. Socrates said that if death is unconsciousness, there's nothing to fear. I don't want to die, and I'm scared of things which can kill me. So there's a dread of not being around, of not experiencing things, of not seeing the sun rise in the morning, of not knowing what goes on in the world, of not being part of it. But that's normal. There's nothing I can do about it. It's the one great truth that we all die. You just have to accept it. And I hope that when I do die, it'll be at a point when I'm completely ready for it. I quite like the atheist bus campaign slogan, "There's probably no God." I didn't like it at first. I thought it was too nice. I thought you should have been harder, and I wanted you to say, "There's no God, so forget it. You're living in a dream world." But then it made sense to me because probability is one of the things I really believe in a scientific sense. It's quite healthy to have an open mind. Religion helps people cope with many things. It helps them deal with death. And I believe in marriage. I doubt the institution of marriage would have existed without religion. To some extent, religion has upheld essential morals and modes of behaviour. There are some really important values in all religions. However, I think human beings go through different stages. As a child, you have someone looking after you, and then you start to break away from that, and eventually you achieve a degree of independence from your parents. Maybe humanity needed a parent, and that was the part religion played. Maybe we're at a stage now where we're growing up and ready to achieve a greater degree of independence. Although it's very tempting to defer responsibility to God, I would like to see humanity taking responsibility for its own actions. There's a certain bravery in standing up and saying, we're alone and there's no one looking after us. It's a kind of liberation. Despite having lost my faith, I still celebrate Christmas and I love church music. I go to church to listen to the music. But there's a definite school of thought which says, if you don't believe it, you can't celebrate it. If you don't believe in God, you can't have Christmas. Sorry, you're excluded. To me, it's important that people can believe whatever they like. I'm a liberal. I'm just not religious. If someone else wants to believe in God, they have every right to. I always felt that I had the right to believe when I was a Christian. Most atheists and agnostics feel the same way. We say, okay, if you want to believe that, that's fine. It's essential that everyone discovers and develops their own beliefs. Part of me would like there to be a God, because part of me wants there to be a parent looking after me to say, hey, it's okay, it's all under control. No matter how much you mess up, I'm here to save you. That's a very natural feeling, very normal. But on the other hand, I don't think it's enough. I've found I'm more responsible, freer, and more liberated living a life without God, and I love my freedom. I think we all overestimate our freedom, but in reality, the freedom to think, to feel, and experiment is one of the few freedoms we have left.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.